got himself ensconced inside the ground in Finland this afternoon, and glad to say he can open up with some interesting team news ahead of the game tonight. Billy, you've managed to get a look at the team sheets, and what way are Cork City lining up for this game this afternoon?
Well, first thing, Ken, welcome to Valky Koski here, home of ex-FC Haka, just south of Tampere.
Yeah,
and just drive your listeners mad at home, looking here at the temperature gauge at the end of the ground, just got up to reading 29 degrees, clear blue skies, not a puff of wind, humidity will be high as well tonight, but the most important team news is that Cork City are going to go with a 4-5-1 this evening in the second leg against Haka. No place for Dennis Behan. Dave Mooney will play on his own up front. Killian Lorden comes in on the right-hand side of midfield. You're going to have three in central midfield of Darren Murphy, Colin Healy and Joe Gamble. Liam Kearney wide on the left, the normal back four and goalkeeper. So an interesting choice of tactics by Alan Matthews. Of course, a one-goal victory of any sort will do City here to put them in the hat for the second-round draw tomorrow. And what an achievement that would be. But as you know, Ken, they can do it. They have won away in Malmo by 1-0. They have beaten Valur in Iceland last year 2-0. And, of course, they beat Akranes in Lithuania as well by 2-0. So once they don't concede tonight, they have every chance. The goal doesn't have to come in the first minute. The last minute will do fine. And, you know, a fantastic game in prospect.
Two things I got from reading the papers on this one earlier on today, Billy. We've got quotes from the likes of Joe Gamble and from club captain Dan Murray, both saying patience will be a virtue tonight, and also talking of the fact that Cork City have got quite a lot of European experience. They can score away, and more importantly, they can also win away.
Exactly, and those three wins proved it. But they've had other exceptional results as well. 0-0 away to Nijmegen, which of course wouldn't do tonight. 1-1 to the Cypriots in the Champions League 2 years ago, which got them through, having won 1-0 at home. So, you know, the makings are there, the experience is there. And speaking yesterday to Dan Murray after training, you know, he was quite happy, and as you say, emphasised the thing, patience is needed. I don't think we're going to have too many Cork City fans here, so there won't be too much pressure from the fans from that point of view. But an interesting tactic here as well, to fill this picturesque little ground, which is in a wooded area, as you can imagine, a paper mill factory full of timber being next door and being the main employer in the town of with 1,500 people employed. But the town council, and here's one maybe for Cork City Council, have bought all the tickets for the game tonight to give them out free to the inhabitants of the town. So they're expecting 3,600 in here to see the second leg. But
that's absolutely amazing. Let me run the town council bought up all the tickets for this game tonight, and they gave them out to townspeople absolutely free of charge.
Exactly, to because they feel it's their way of saying thank you to FC Haka.
That's amazing.
Who put them on the European map due to the fact that this is Haka's 10th year in succession that they're in European football. And, you know, it's the town's way of saying thank you to the club for keeping us in the European eye, and they're expecting a full house because of that.
You've seen the 4-5-1 formation that Cork City are going to put out this evening, Billy. You know, again, you've seen the team sheet. What you got feeling on this? Has Alan Matthews made the right decision with his 4-5-1, leaving Mooney up front on his own?
I think Mooney is capable of getting a goal. And it's interesting, I've just been handed the official team sheet here now, because we didn't have news on substitutes.
Right.
But it's interesting to see that John O'Flynn, as we predicted the other day, is on the substitutes bench tonight, joining Mark McNulty, Darragh Ryan, David Mulcahy, Dennis Behan, Sean Kelly and Alan O'Connor. Tim Kiley, the one man of the travelling 19 to be left out. And just casting a quick eye over their team, of course, the big change for them.
Probably the Russian guy up front, is that he wasn't available for the last game.
Yes, he is wearing number 14, Valeri Popovic. He was born in 1970, so he's nearly as old as you, Ken. And you know, but I believe he's probably the best footballer. We've been told that he's a Finnish passport now, and he's been the best footballer in Finland over the past 10 years, so he'll be one to watch, no doubt.
Okay.
He normally chips in from the position he plays in with about 12 to 15 goals a season, and obviously he hasn't scored this year, so we don't want him, for very obvious reasons, to start tonight. But
right.
Yeah, interesting game ahead. I see that the
any Cork City fans around, Billy? Have you seen them in the town over the past couple of days? Have you bumped into any? What's normally there's quite a good travelling contingent there for Cork City when it comes to European football. What's it been like over the past couple of days?
No, this at the moment as we are here in the ground, of course we're here so early. It's 6:15. It's an hour and a quarter to kick off. There are 3 Cork City fans in the ground. Ger Ryan from Macroom and his 2 sons, who normally do a lot of travelling anywhere. We've been all over Europe, and Ger's a teacher. Adrian Ryan, his brother, runs a sports gear company there, the Avondale United stalwart in town, and his 2 nephews are here, and they've been everywhere, but they're the only city ones. I did see a few yesterday when I visited Tampere United's ground.
Right.
Before, we were at that Champions League match last night when Tampere United played Art Media Bratislava, and what a cracking game that was. We could do with a repeat result. Art Media won by 3-1. We had 3 goals in the 10-minute spell in the first half when the...
That's an away win, so, is it?
Sorry?
That was an away win, so the home team were beaten, yeah.
So we take 3-1 again tonight, and just as I speak now, the City players are beginning to wander onto the pitch here just for a quick look around.
What's your gut feeling, Billy, on this one? I mean, you've been with the team now since Tuesday. I suppose you've spoken with the other hacks that are with you over there for the game. What's the gut feeling there after seeing the ground, after sampling the local atmosphere? Do you reckon they can do this one?
I think they can. I think the confidence is in the camp. They're on an unbeaten run of 13 games. I know these things can come to an end very abruptly, obviously by Bohemians in the league in Derrymount Park on the 18th of May, and I think the run will continue tonight. Hopefully that it won't end in a draw, unless of course, Ken, and I will just wonder with my heart and your heart, I know being back at home listening, take it, a 3-3 draw would get them through here, but I'm not too sure that I'd survive a 3-3 draw over the next few hours.
All right, Billy, I know you're going to keep on top of things for us in your usual professional way during the course of the game. Vicky's got you on the air again at 4 o'clock, so I'll let you get off to prepare for that. You will have updates for us as the game starts at 5 through Steve Hayes' show. Any goals, you'll be on the blower to let us know. Any interesting action there, you'll let us know. I know you'll do that. So we wish you well over there, Billy, and thanks for talking to us this afternoon.
Good to talk to you as always, Ken.
Good man. Billy Barry, live there in Finland, and will be there, of course, for the game between Cork City and FC Hackett. 2-2 as it stands. City need a goal to go through. Here's hoping they can get that. Billy with updates throughout the course of the game here at Cork's 96 FM. The-